Welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael LeBlanc, Senior Portfolio Manager at Canaccord Genuity and Partner of LLC Private Wealth. Thanks for joining us again this month, where we're going to talk about our tactical portfolio update, but we're also going to take a deeper dive into AI and investing since it's on the top of everyone's mind and it seems to be at the top of every news story. Before we jump into AI, though, let's talk about the portfolios. And always remember, everything we do on here is for information purposes only. Always do your own due diligence or contact us for any information about your portfolios or any investment strategies that you are personally looking at. So with that, let's talk about the portfolios this month. I think March was actually a great indicator of what we're going to see in 2024. It was pretty choppy. We saw a lot of volatility, but at the end of the month, we saw some decent returns. Overall in the portfolios, we saw the TSX in the positive territory, just shy of 2%, and the S&P 500 just shy of 3%. Our portfolio is outperforming. Great month for them. Anywhere between 3 and 4.5%, depending on the type of risk investments or strategies that you have in there. So really outperforming, especially the equity side of the portfolios, and including our newer all cap or go anywhere portfolio that we launched just under a year ago. We're coming up on its anniversary date, so we'll start to be able to give you more performance numbers on that portfolio after we hit the 1 year mark. But all in all, a really good return in the portfolios. And that's, pretty diverse exposures. Even on the bond side, we've been seeing some really good numbers. The banks are starting to move. We've got some really good yielding product in the portfolios on the bank side. And of course, technology, as we talk a little bit about AI today. But we do have some technology exposure, not all the Magnificent Seven, not all the big ones, but still keeping up beyond that index performance, even without that much exposure in there. We do have a takeout target in there, Nuvve, being taken out later this month. Has added to the performance as well, as we saw a really good jump in that stock price. But with that, I'm going to dive into the technology side of things on the specifically with AI, because it's in everything. And before we get started about AI specifically, pretty much any company you're looking at these days has AI. You've probably heard this before when we talk about investment. Every company out there is a technology company now, because technology is embedded in everything we do, whether it's, talk about Uber and the cab companies, which is a very traditional industry, but technology has to be embedded into their offerings. Big holdings in the portfolios right now, Visa and MasterCard, are basically tech companies, right? They don't actually own the debt. All they're doing is that transaction: swipe the card, tap the card, do it online. That's where they make their money. That's their cash cow, cash flow generation. It has nothing to do with lending you money at all. In fact, it's the banks that are lending you money, not Visa and MasterCard. So when we talk about AI, that's what we're talking about, is how AI is moving through pretty much all industries. But how can you take, how can you invest and take advantage of that growth, of that new integration into different industries and different companies? Well, let's start with AI itself, because most people think about ChatGPT or OpenAI, who makes one of the makers of the ChatGPT. So ChatGPT, that stock's not traded; it's privately held. The biggest owner, the biggest investor, I should say, in the company is Microsoft. It's in our portfolios. It's kind of one of the sideways to play play that sector. Obviously, Microsoft is a big conglomerate, has lots of different income sources, and that being one of them that they're able to leverage in their own products. You probably noticed, if you use Windows on your computers, they now have a new software button right on there called Copilot that uses an AI technology. Also in their web browser, Edge has that in there, and you're starting to see it in Word and PowerPoint and all these other products as they try to integrate AI into their offerings. So When we talk about pure investing into AI, there's not that much actually opportunities for direct investing in AI. A lot of people get confused. You know, I think one of the bigger ones out there is NVIDIA. So that NVIDIA is in our all cap portfolio. It's done amazingly well over the last 6 months, the last year, and continues to perform quite well. And a lot of people associate NVIDIA with AI. NVIDIA is actually a chip maker, right? They're famous for their GPUs, the graphic chips that are used in cryptocurrency mining, gaming computers, big use of it. But anytime you need to crunch a lot of data, you see the NVIDIA chips being used. They've just launched a new chip as well, microprocessor. So you know, they continue to grow. They're definitely leaders in that space in the market. And so they're peripherally taking advantage of it as their hardware is being used in AI technology or AI hardware computing. So they're not actually an AI manufacturer, but they're benefiting from the growth in that industry. Another one just like that, ARM. ARM is also another chip manufacturer. It's done incredibly well. You might know ARM more. Their chips are used in most of the Apple products. Apple made a big investment in ARM when they IPO'd several years ago. And that's predominantly where they get all their chips, their A1 chips for their for all their hardwares. But the same thing, those chips are being used in the hardware to build AI, and the subsequently the company is taken off from there. So those are a couple of indirect ways you can invest into the AI that have done really well in our portfolios. Another one that we shoot for or we've used is Celestica. Celestica is up over 300% in the portfolios so far, performing fantastically. We have trimmed the position several times. So, you know, it's basically we've got all our initial investment out of that position, but it continues to do well. Celestica is a board manufacturer. So they basically are building those boards. They're taking the chips, they're taking the technology, they're putting it together, and they're building the boards to go into the hardware. So again, the hardware side is another way to get into or get access to this AI phenomenon. Okay, so that's one area is the hardware. The other things to keep in mind, as I mentioned with the Microsoft, is there's so many companies out there just integrating that concept of AI. Now, when we talk about AI as the concept, businesses are using it to improve their product, make it more intuitive, make it more user-friendly. Big example of that is Adobe made a big investment into AI to make their Photoshop suite more intuitive, make it easier, be able to read your photos, understand what you're trying to achieve, and do a lot of the work for you. So this is not the AI who's going to be your private butler at home, who's going to, you know, get you make your meals or you know, control your home intuitively. This type of AI that we're seeing a lot of companies really embrace these days is investment in making their products easier to use, making them more intuitive, and making your end user experience easier and simpler. Now we see that with things like Adobe and Microsoft, which are software companies, but you're going to start to see that everywhere. In fact, one of the fastest growing jobs in IT is actually an AI prompt manager. So someone who knows how to use AI to get what type of outputs you want, right? You hear about the failures of AI all the time, where people put in information and the AI spews out garbage or gibberish or incorrect facts. And that's all about the inputs, is how you control what goes in and what quality you go out. Big part of that is also what databases you're using and all these different things. And that's where the companies are controlling, using their own databases, you know, limiting the potential outputs and giving it the right prompts of how it's going to achieve. So whenever you're looking at a company these days, I think it behooves you to take a look what they're doing with technology, what they're doing with AI, how they're integrating it into their systems. Even if it's just used to manage data that they have, it's going to be an important impact when it comes to growth of revenues and I think growth of profitability, not only today, but in years to come. And if you think AI is not great yet, you're right, it's not there. But you know, when we talk about OpenAI, they just launched about a month ago a new software. Sorry, they demonstrated a new software called Sora, where it could make a 1 minute video just based on prompts. So they asked it to make a, you know, short movie, 1 minute movie based on prompts they put in there. And the output, sure, it was not perfect. It's not out there about to take over Hollywood. But what it was leaps and bounds better than what we've seen before. And I think that's what you have to think about with when we talk about AI, is not that this AI that's going to control the world or you know, have personal robots. It's all about how companies are going to be able to leverage that intuitiveness, that ability to make your life easier, and it's only getting better from here. It's only going to improve. So companies have to be looking at it today. To use in some way or another in their industry or in their current operations, of how it's going to not take over manpower, not take over labor, but to improve, be more efficient, and lower costs in the long run. So, with that, if you have any questions on AI or what's in your portfolio that can be taken advantage of AI or is taking advantage of it, please feel free to give us a call. Remember, go to mikeonmoney.com if you have any questions. Reach out to us with anything you want us to see in future videos. We're happy to do that. And with that, I'll leave you for another month on the tactical portfolio update, and hopefully, we'll see another. A great April coming up here. Thanks very much. Take care, everyone.